Aloha!
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. I probably don't need to say from theballerlifestyle.com any, because I haven't updated it in like 50 episodes. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, episode number 596. We appreciate you listening. If you're not already, please subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. There's a new episode of my solo show, Bonus Bri, available for you there now. We love you. We appreciate you. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. You know how like something is in the news a lot? And I can't remember if we actually talked about a big celebrity death. Did we ever talk about Redford? I think we did.
We did? Hold on. Well, I don't know. I was going to look back through the rundowns, but I don't remember what it was like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. Yeah. But like, yeah, I think we probably talked about it, but yeah. Like, I don't know. When it's somebody very obscure, then I'm like, yeah, I know we talked about it. But like Redford, people were talking about him for a while.
Yeah.
And we did. We must have talked about how much sex he could have had.
Probably. Maybe we didn't, because I don't remember that. He was so beautiful.
Stern played a clip of Jane Fonda saying that she worked on 3 movies with him.
And he fucked her every time.
Yeah. And she wanted it badly.
Yeah.
And he was married or whatever and just wouldn't.
He's no Warren Beatty.
That's how handsome he was, that like the hottest chick in the world wanted him. He's like, meh.
Jane Fonda was so fucking hot.
Oh my goodness. Like back in the day. I mean, she looks fantastic for like 90, but
yeah.
My God.
Yes.
You see the clips of the old days and it's ridiculous.
Now that'd be hard to turn down. And as a guy in Robert Redford's position, you know, because also Paul Newman, similarly gorgeous, also long-term marriage. So I assume all of his co-stars also wanted to fuck him. As someone in that position, don't you have an understanding? Like, sweetheart.
You would think so. Like NBA wives have, like, just don't bring it into our home.
Right. Yeah.
Don't father other children.
Now, were condoms invented back then? I wouldn't know. I didn't use them. But yeah, I mean, they had sailors. They had the ones that were made out of like animal guts back then. Yeah. You know?
Sheets.
Yeah, but it's like, look, you don't want to bring you get a shot, you know? Like you go, you hammer. And look, it's not I'm not saying you got to be. There's Jerry Butler, right? No one is more beautiful than Jerry Butler. And he's, I forgot to set the, hold on.
I haven't heard of any stories of women wanting Jerry Butler and him turning them down. I haven't heard that story.
Yes, I heard one story. Hold on. 30 minutes set start. I've discussed it before. He was on a set in like Croatia or so. It was one of those sets where it's like you're marooned. You're isolated. I could never think of words.
Maybe this is the set of Plane.
Could be. Yeah. One of those. Any of those. And he just very kindly had sex with every woman that worked there. He had sex with the costume lady, the makeup lady, the co-star,
be on screen for him to want to have sex with.
Yeah, a few extras. Didn't matter because he's Jerry Butler. He's so beautiful. But Jerry Butler, and look, he's our greatest living actor. He's certainly the greatest Scottish living actor.
Surely.
We love him more than anything, but he's not the movie star to the level of this Paul Newman and Robert Redford. Biggest stars in the world. Yeah.
Those are two of the top 5 stars ever.
Icons. And look, they're so beautiful and they're kind enough to be married to you, which is great, but also they get a lot of attention, and you should just let them get it out of the way. Just like sow their oats.
The Mona Lisa doesn't exist in someone's private home.
Perfect.
It's there for the world to appreciate and enjoy.
What a beautiful analogy. That is exactly right.
Right.
It's not how could you not share something that beautiful? So if we didn't now, Robert Redford, I believe also he went with the wig and the facelift after a while, which was tough. But it's hard getting old when you started out beautiful. What you got to do is start out regular, and then you don't got to worry about it.
Yeah, he looked like an old purse by the end.
He did.
Whereas Paul Newman just was handsome and beautiful to the end, but he aged. Redford was fighting it.
Yeah, tough. Tough.
I'm sure 20 people have been like, you had these same talking points 3 weeks ago.
No, we didn't. I would remember that. One thing I wanted to update, Ed, is today is Sunday, October 12th. And if anybody is in the Seattle area, I checked our email today and I got a special email from our dear friends at Rain City Jacks, Seattle's premier men's masturbation club. And I just want to let everybody know today at 1 p.m., they're having a daytime. It's a daytime playtime, which I don't typically picture this kind of activity happening in the daytime, especially when there's football. Do you think there's TVs, Ed?
Sure.
It's, because it's like, it's Sunday football's happening right now. And it's like, that's right when the games are going.
Possibly when they're doing their theme nights.
Yeah.
Maybe like, they have a spooky movie on for the Halloween theme Jack nights. So they would have TVs.
Yes. Spooky. So just any, yes, that makes a lot of sense. Or maybe they put up like a big, they project, there's like a big projector and everybody can kind of.
He's a big Seahawks fan.
Yes.
They're the 12th man.
They're having snacks and just jerking away. So anybody that's in the Seattle area, you got a little bit of time. You're going to hear this next after.
Week.
Yeah. But
next week.
Yeah. Between 1 and 2, and it says right here, late comers not admitted, Ed. So if you're, you've got to be prompt, if you're wanting to jerk with the fellas.
It would be very unsettling.
If
you're sitting there, you're watching Sam Darnold drop back to pass, you're jacking it
mid-stroke.
Vigorously.
Yeah.
And then some guy just prances through the room. Yeah. You're like, hey, what the fuck?
Yes.
I missed what happened on 3rd and 7.
100%.
I was jacking it.
I was going to town. Okay, Ed, let's talk. Oh, no, let's talk about some people who died and some important people we lost this week. Wait, that's not it. That is a good song, though. Here we go.
That's for the Sunday fun day.
That's right. Just tell us who is dead now. Just tell us who is dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment. Very, very sad. And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died?
Who died? Tell me who died.
Ed, tell us who died this week.
Big one. Yesterday.
Yeah.
The great Diane Keaton, 79 years old.
Legend.
I don't think people knew, but she was ill for, I don't know, the people around her knew this wasn't like a drop dead situation.
Yeah.
Real legend. Like,
legend.
Just
Annie Hall, Godfather, iconic movies.
Yep. And really did it her own way. Didn't really trade on her looks. Obviously, she was very beautiful, but she was just a really,
slacks a lot.
She wore slacks. She wore gloves. She had,
she was hats. Original.
She was one of a kind and, no one else
Much
like
respect.
Her. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Mike Greenwell, longtime Red Sox outfielder, 62 years old, thyroid cancer.
Yeah.
They said a long battle. That's a rough.
Two things. One, Mike Greenwell, I believe, was an MVP. Or if he wasn't an MVP.
Definitely like top three.
He was one of those guys that was really good for like 3 years. Like just really just fucking.
Ellis Burks.
Yes. Dangerous hitter on the Red Sox. Just
late 80s?
Yes. Part B, I don't know what the fuck a thyroid is. No clue. No idea. It's a gland. It's some type of gland. Is it in here? Is it near the lymphs? Where does it hang out? Do we know where it is in the body?
See,
fuck, we should call Ryan Isonka Cruz's wife.
I was thinking it was this, but then yeah. You said lymph, and it's like, no, it's not lymph. No,
but lymphs are throughout. You don't want to get that cancer in the lymphs, because then it limps around.
They start feeling your neck, it's like a little half a second of nervousness. Yeah. Like,
yeah. But you know what? You know what? Oh, I found out. And this, well, Lance Armstrong's an example of this, I believe. When guys get brain cancer, it's usually testicular. It starts in the stickles and they don't catch it. They don't get the lumps and they go and it runs up the nodes and goes to the brain. So you don't want to get that shit in your nodes. Thyroid sounds bad. You don't want it there either. Yeah.
Butterfly shaped gland located in the front of the neck below the Adam's apple.
Oh, here.
Right here.
Right here. Fuck.
Now, I wonder.
Yeah.
This is irresponsible to speculate.
I wonder.
But is this a chewing tobacco type?
Oh, Ed.
Like in this region, kind of?
Interesting.
I don't even know if Greenwell used chewing tobacco.
I'm sure he did.
Just curious.
I'm sure that is. Related yes. Stuff. So what people don't realize is that tobacco use, they go, smokers, lung cancer, smoking. No. Well, yes, but all sorts of cancers are from smoking. You smoke, you can get like pancreatic cancer, typically a smoker's cancer. Lots of cancers are smoker's cancers. So similarly, look, chewing tobacco, that got Tony Gwynn. It got Tony Gwynn, and it wouldn't surprise me. I think you're onto something in the neck area.
You got Kirby Puckett.
Yes.
But unfortunately, not before he assaulted some women.
He was a real piece of shit. Now, Kirby Puckett was 5'7", Ed.
People thought he was lovely because he was just fat and smiling all the time. Then we find out he was rapey.
Yeah, he was rapey as shit. He was a bad guy, and he was fat as shit. He had an ass. He had the fattest ass, Ed. He had the fattest ass you ever saw.
And motherfucker could hit, though.
He could hit. And you really don't, like, you'll see, there's a couple fats, like Kyle Schwarber's kind of fat. Max Muncy's a little fat. But those guys are sluggers. There's also we talked many times about Rowdy Tellez. He's super fat.
Yeah, but he's very fat.
You don't see like tons of big old fat asses. And back in the day, there were tons of fat asses.
Fielder.
Oh, big fat Cecil. Yes. Those were good times. R.I.P. Mike Greenwell. The guy could hit.
R.I.P. Ron Dean. This is a guy you'd know. He was in Risky Business. He was Emilio Estevez's dad in Breakfast Club. He was like one of the, I think, a dirty cop in Dark Knight, 87 years old. He, you just know this guy, Ron Dean. Great
character. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You needed a gruff-looking dude. Yep. He was the guy.
Yep, 100%. I know this guy, Rudy, The Fugitive. This guy worked. Cocktail, great movie, Cocktail. Reviewed it here with the great Jason Stewart. Caleb from the... Don't, hold on.
What's the name of this podcast?
I'm going to know it right now. The Western Kabuki, from the Western Kabuki podcast. The great Caleb, who had never seen, you know, he's younger, he's a millennial.
Didn't they change titles again? He's...
Oh, they changed the name?
I think so.
Oh. Anyway.
I listened to him on a different podcast.
Yeah. He's got a sports one, too, that I noticed I haven't been invited on. So, you know, can't be that interested in that. But we like to introduce him to stuff he's never seen because he's younger than us and he had never seen Cocktail. And what a treat. I'll be honest. Yeah.
For a Caleb visit.
He's good. He brought us
Kill the Computer is his, right?
Oh, Kill the Computer. Yeah, because it did kind of pivot. It used to be about Nicolas Cage, and then now it's like trending top. It's like what's happening on the internet. We should have him on. Remember a few years ago, and somebody should go back. I would suggest people go back and listen to this. We're like, we want to do a Halloween movie. It was around this time. And he's like, oh, you guys should do Ernest Scared Stupid. And we're like, oh, no, I mean, come on. We're not doing Ernest Scared Stupid. And boy, were we wrong. Because this, that is, the fact that was marketed to children is just the fucking wildest shit ever, because it's maybe the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life. Insane.
It is bizarre.
Yeah. R.I.P. that dude, Ron Dean.
R.I.P. Arturo Gatti Jr., 17 years old. He died, quote, the same way they found his father. So was he murdered by his Brazilian wife?
Arturo Gatti. He did himself with her purse strap, Ed.
I know. Originally, she was taken in for questioning.
Yeah, she was too tired. Well, Brazil,
it's
Ed.
It's very sad.
It happened. I believe she's Brazilian, and it happened in Brazil.
It happened in Brazil.
Yeah.
Hanging off like the staircase with her purse.
Very, very sad, Arturo Gatti Jr. I assume he was also in the family business. So
I believe I saw pictures of him in the family boxing. Business. Very sad.
Yeah.
And then this is shocking.
This one's on you, Ed. This 100%. You need to fucking raise your hand. You did this to this poor woman. Everything was fine.
And she had so much life left.
Yes. She did. She was in her prime, Ed. She was
about to shoot, you know. But I didn't know she was a base jumper. Who knew? Who knew? R.I.P.
Yes.
Sister Jean, Loyola Chicago's basketball team chaplain, 106 years old.
She retired a week ago.
We just did a story about El Capitan. Who knew that Sister Jean was going to try it as well?
Well, first of all, thanks to all Ed's buddies on Wall Street, it's impossible to retire for anyone now. So no one has to worry about that. But also, it's a bad idea to retire. Look what happens. This Sister Jean was thriving. 106 years old.
Doing everything.
Retires, loses her purpose in life. She's dead a week later. So message to the audience here. Never, ever, ever retire. Ed, let's talk. Oh, wait. Yeah. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, tell me. What?
Cam Newton.
Yes.
Cam Newton says he asked his girlfriend Jasmine Brown for a list of her past sexual partners. He's got to know.
Okay, we've talked about this many times on the show. One, of course, super bad idea. Also, what the fuck? Like, why do you care? Look, there are people that I have dated in my life that if I asked him this question, Ed, it would be a fucking scroll as long as miles of a scroll, you know, and no shame to them, but it's like, well, why do I want to know that? It's none of my fucking business.
Chris Rock has the part line where he's like, no matter what the answer is, it's no good. I guess that's how you were raised. Yeah. Like, he's like, there's no good answer. You're not planting the flag.
No. And you don't want that. They're like, oh, actually zero. And you're like, well, this is fucking bullshit. What am I going to do here? I'm not Michelangelo over here. You know, I need the outline at least.
Yeah. So you don't want to know. Also, she should say, yeah, I'll give you that list once you tell me why you're dressed like a witch doctor from the movie Live and Let Die. What the fuck with those hats?
Yes, it is.
And Cam, are you sure you're into Jasmine Brown?
Right. That's the thing. Look, there was a guy, Ed, and we covered this on The Bachelor Lifestyle. By the way, The Bachelor Lifestyle, soon to be covering the new season of Love is Blind. So somebody let Telly Tuput know that we're going to be talking about Love is Blind. Love is Blind is fucking wild. And Jason and I are going to be talking about it soon. But we talked about on the
on the, what was I talking about? Fuck, bachelor lifestyle. Oh, there was a guy. There was a guy. He was the bachelor, and he was a virgin, Ed. He played college football like somewhere in like, I don't know. It might have been Colorado State where Telly went. I'm not sure.
No,
but his name was Colton, and he was the virgin bachelor,
I remember you talking about this dude.
And Jay Stu's like, oh, he's gay. He's gay. This guy's gay. And we're like, yeah, he's probably gay. And then he wins The Bachelor. And what does he do? Or the girl that wins The Bachelor, she's from around here where I live. He becomes obsessed with her. Like she wins The Bachelor, and he's like,
He advanced.
He was the bachelor. He was the actual bachelor. So he got to pick.
What, so they didn't do fantasy suites?
They did, I think, but he didn't. Well, he was
just like giggled and told secrets.
He was like a lot of closeted people, and this is not a great way to live. I have empathy for these people. They're not able to, you know, they go through the motions. They pretend, but this guy pretended so hard he started to, because this chick's like, I don't know what's going on with this guy. I'm out. He started stalking her, Ed. He terrorized her. She had to get a restraining order against him. Because he was so obsessed with her and what she's doing and who she's been with. And then he came out as gay, and everyone's like, ah, no problem. You terrorized this woman. You made her life a living hell. So look,
I'm
just
pulled a Spacey. He's like, I know he did some bad stuff, but in my defense, I'm gay. And they're like, okay, you get a pass.
And then he got married and had a kid, and now they let him host shit. He got married to a guy, and they adopted a kid or whatever. And now they're like, oh, Colton, he's
stalking.
He's great. Yes, no one ever no one but me on the internet ever mentions the fucking stalking. He's a fucking huge piece of shit. So I'm seeing correlation here, like being really obsessed. Like wearing lots of expensive hats, okay? You know, weird glasses, etc. Like fancy clothes, fine, whatever, you're into that. But also, oh, make me a list of who you fucked. Like, I'm seeing a weird correlation here between Colton the Bachelor and Cam Newton, who was a beast. But also, one more thing, Ed. What was Cam Newton's number on the field?
I don't know, 12, but
one. He wore number one. No, nothing good comes from any guy that wears number one. Even Ozzie Smith. Sorry. One is, you're sus. You wear number one, you're sus. You're like, hey, look at me. I'm going to be the guy that's stalking chicks and wearing weird hats and wants a fucking list of who you fucked because I wear number one.
All right.
What else happened?
That's good to know.
Yep.
Eric Dickerson.
Yeah, 29.
He was asked about Bad Bunny and, you know, performing, being chosen to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. And he's urging Bad Bunny to pull out.
Yeah.
And he said, if he hates the U.S., keep his ass in Puerto Rico.
I love it when people don't know that Puerto Rico is the U.S. He is Bad Bunny's as American at like Eric Dickerson's from Dallas. He's equally as American as Bad Bunny.
Equally American.
They're both also Americans. Terrible. Yeah. Just because you speak Spanish.
And then Mike Johnson, the accountability partner dude, suggested maybe Lee Greenwood would make a better one. Now, first of all, look, we only know that one song.
It's great.
But also, somebody's like, his Spotify numbers, he's putting up 400,000. And Bad Bunny's putting up 77 million.
Yeah, Bad Bunny's like, I don't know a single Bad Bunny song, obviously.
I don't know. This is
he's in Happy Gilmore.
So
yeah.
I'm 49 years old.
Gives a fuck.
Companies don't care about me and what I'm into. And that's fine. And also, the halftime show, you know, who gives a shit?
I mean, it was kind of good when Fitty was hanging upside down all fat and shit.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I loved Kendrick Lamar last year. I liked it when there were, you know, a series of hot women. J-Lo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shakira. Let's bring back. Just have Shakira do it every year. She's not American. We let her do it. Who gives a fuck?
But what was it, 10, 12 years ago when Bruno Mars was doing it? That speaks to me the same as Bad Bunny. Like, I don't.
Not a fan.
It's fine. It's not for me. And I'm not. But the outrage from people who don't understand that Puerto Rico is America is crazy.
It's great. I love it.
Very good. And shocking that Eric Dickerson, who wore every single pad made, he had the goggles, he had the protective Jerry curl, neck roll. I bring back the neck roll. Like, how badass? You see a guy in a fucking cutoff jersey, the biggest possible made shoulder pads, like these shoulder pads were the size of like roasting pans, and the neck roll, and you're like, that's fucking football. I'm looking at the double crossbar helmet. Like, let's fucking go. That's football.
I remember when I was playing football for the first time, and my mom wanted me to have like all the pads.
Oh, yeah.
And I made it through like one practice with a neck roll. I was like, this is so fucking annoying. Like, you can't lift your head up. And it was awful. Yeah. But there was an era where everyone was wearing them.
Yeah. Remember the pants? Like, you'd have the knee pads like that slid into the pants, and the thigh pads that slid in the pants. And they were always fucking coming out. You're always having to fix them. They're always coming out. Now no one wears them. They don't have those anymore. Like, you watch football, none of those guys have those stupid pads in their fucking pants. They just wear regular ass pants.
There was, I think it was a defensive lineman on Florida this weekend. He cut his pants.
Oh, to shorts.
So it's just the thigh pads and then cut off. So like, it's like half his thigh is even, and they're like high up on his thigh. So he's pretty much just wearing shorts.
It's hard.
Like booty shorts.
Yeah, that's hard as shit. But he's got a big ass dick too.
Guaranteed. I'm sure. And we'll stick with college football.
Tell me.
The University of North Carolina is scrapping plans for a Hulu series after their 2-3 start.
Yeah.
Which is sad because I had zero interest in this show preseason.
Yeah.
And now I would love to see him behind the scenes and how bad things are getting.
I know. Have they shot any of it? Do we know? Like,
that's the thing. They must have shot it.
Yeah.
But they must have had like a final right of refusal type thing.
Yeah. We look bad. Because,
Because you know he looks like shit. He's.
Yeah.
Clemson is terrible. And last week they boat raced UNC.
They did. That's great.
And like, I don't even care about them, but I've never liked Belichick. And so this is fun watching this thing.
It really is. And it's a great, like, these guys, they can't just walk away. You know, they just have to keep it going. And this guy had the mystique. He's like the greatest coach. He's what, six Super Bowls? Was it six?
Five? Yes.
Yeah.
I think he has six and Brady has seven because he has the one with.
And look, this guy hitched his wagon. He had this, Drew, who's the guy from Washington State?
Drew Bledsoe.
He had Drew Bledsoe, and Mo Lewis blew up Drew Bledsoe and detached an artery in his chest.
Jesus. It was a violent hit.
He exploded. He was trying to run out of bounds, he didn't get out of bounds.
Mo Lewis didn't let him get out of bounds.
No, and Mo Lewis said, hey, I'm going to put it in your chest. And that's back when you could hit guys. And he fucking exploded his chest. And this guy, Tom Brady, who's a fucking dork from Northern California, he's a super fucking dork. But man, is he good at fucking football? He's
good at football.
So fucking good at football. Oh, look, I'm hitting the table and it's opening my window. He's so fucking good at football and also being a football analyst. He's great at that too. He giving his way too old son tongue kisses on camera. He's good at that. he's so fucking good. And this guy, Bill Belichick, can't admit that he hitched his wagon to the greatest guy ever to do it. He's got to be like, I'm responsible. He's a fucking defensive coach. And look, they had some good defenses, whatever. But he's like, watch me go do it again. And guess what? He couldn't do it again because he got some young pussy and that's the great equalizer. He got some young pussy that took control of his old 70 something ass.
Old balls and new skin.
Disgusting. And good. Yeah. Good. Fuck him. But I would like to watch, like, look, I'm not into these kind of shows, but I would watch this. This is something that interests me.
Yeah, where she just like,
oh yeah,
steps up on the sidelines, starts making decisions. It would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be.
There's no scenario in football that I can ever remember where a player's wife or girlfriend aside from Mark Richt's wife pouring the Gatorade cups for the players. Like, yeah, that's the type of thing you would see. Not her whispering in his ear in the middle of a game. That's crazy.
No, it's actually insane. Okay, there's no, we're recording a day early this week, so we don't have any voicemails or emails, so we can jump in. Look, we got 4 minutes left in the regular show before we go Patreon only. Also, Patreon fam, there's a new Patreon episode up. Baller, no wait, Bonus Bri this week on Patreon, patreon.com/theballerlifestylepodcast. Ed, let's talk some non-sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, give us a little non-sports. And I got to be honest, I'm very sad for the Patreon people because I see in the non-sports this week, there's something's happened with our dear friend Johnny Depp. And I find myself pretty funny. Anybody that listens to the show will know that. But there's nothing more funny than when we do the show, when the great Johnny Depp shows up. And he'll be showing up later for Patreon listeners only. Ed, what is going on this week in the world of things that are not in fact sports?
Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda, begs fans to stop sending AI videos of her dad being alive. She said, it's dumb, it's a waste of time and energy, and believe me, it's not what he'd want. I am inundated with these creepy videos of dead people.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen this, but I see him sometimes with like animal encounters. For some reason in my feed, I get a lot of people having like mountain lions come up behind them. And it's so fucking fake looking. And I'm like, who is making this? Like, who's taking time out of their day to make a fucking Robin Williams being alive? And how do you even do it?
And then sending it to his daughter? Yeah, it's upsetting.
It's so fucking weird. What is...
Leave people alone. Like, he died. You have footage of him. He was an actor. You can go watch an episode of Mork and Mindy.
Great show that Pam Dauber could get it.
You know who locked that down? Another handsome Hollywood leading man. Yes,
what's his name? Tom. There was,
no. The great Mr. Shoop.
Mr. Shoop. What's his name?
Mark Harmon,
former UCLA quarterback. Football. Yes.
Mark Harmon. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And
he locked up that Pam Dauber decades ago.
He's so fucking rich, Ed.
We did this. Because I think he retired from...
Yes.
NCIS or whatever, and then we looked up his numbers and they were staggering.
Do you know how fucking rich you have to be to retire from something that's really easy and pays $20 million? Like, like, it's so easy. He gets up, he goes there, they fucking lick his balls all day. He comes in and he's like, we got to figure this out. Cut. And then he goes and sits down, he comes back and he's like, I think we know who did this. Cut. And that's it. And then he goes home to his fucking big palatial house in Brentwood and he fucking plays golf on the weekend. And at the end of the year,
Pam Dauber.
He fucks Pam Dauber and he gets a $20 million check. And he goes, you know what?
I've had enough.
I'd rather just not. God damn it. Unfucking believable.
I know it's hacky to point this out. No, but these shows, there's all these shows where they're solving crimes like within the Navy. Like, at this point, you'd have to disband the Navy if they're having this many crimes internally.
It's crazy.
Because I think that's what the show is. It is. It's not criminal outside. It's within the Navy.
Naval something investigation something.
Crime investigation. Yeah.
And you know what I noticed is that they had the NCIS LA with LL Cool J licking his lips. And
Chris O'Donnell.
And I guess that's not on anymore. And those guys, we looked up, were making fucking... Oh, we're at the end here. Those guys were making $1 million an episode. And now I see a promo that there's a firefighters 911 Nashville.
I saw the promos during football yesterday. I saw promos for that.
And it's Chris O'Donnell. It's like, bro.
You've made enough.
Like,
and Rob Lowe is on one of those kind of shows.
Yes.
He's on some kind of emergency show. Remember we looked up, remember we got confused between Zachary Quinto and Jeremy Sisto? And we're like, oh, that's so sad that Jeremy Sisto, he hasn't done anything since 6 Feet Under.
And I was like, oh my God, yeah, he's the richest person I've ever heard
he's
of.
He's got some cop show that old people watch on CBS and he's fucking so rich. Zachary Quinto, also very rich. Okay, that is it for the regular show. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys, but we love the Patreon people a little bit more. We will see you next week. Patreon people, we continue.
Bye.